When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about sex, but not in a way that you have heard before. This is not about to get raunchy and crazy, so don't get too excited. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about science and emotion behind sex, and you might actually disagree with me when you hear what I'm about to say, but bear with me. By the end of this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will change your perspective, because once I understood this concept, I had changed my perspective too. At first, I was like, this doesn't make sense, but it actually definitely does. Let me also preface this by saying, I know ultimately everybody is different. Every human has a different way of operating, thinking, acting, feeling, etc. So this might not apply to your specific relationship, okay? I am speaking more generically. Please, nobody come for me like, that is not true. My boyfriend is X, Y, and Z. Okay, got it. Cool. If this information does not apply to you, that is perfectly fine. And if it does apply to you, or maybe it applied to you in the past, I think that you're really going to enjoy this topic. Hear me out. Women fall in love over sex, and men fall in love over emotion. Yes, you heard that right. Now, I'm not speaking about this based on my opinion, so don't come for me. I'm speaking based on actual science. So like I said, bear with me here. When having sex, some sort of hormone is released that women produce more of, which ultimately this hormone lets women feel more connected to the man, more vulnerable after having sex. Now they feel some sort of deeper bond. They let their walls down. I can't really explain it. Like I said, this is a science, but this is what I've learned. And so this hormone, women produce more of, like I said, and because of that, we start to feel way more connected to a man after being intimate with him. Whereas men are obviously out here pumping testosterone, okay? You know, when there's just like a lot of guys in the room and you're looking around like, wow, there's a lot of testosterone in here. That hormone is way more powerful than the other hormone that women receive more of and release more of. So it actually pushes that one further down for the guys. So they feel more pleasure during sex. That's why guys can have sex so easily and freely with all different women, whatever, because they have that like pleasure addicting sort of feeling rather than a deep vulnerable bond. They feel that deep bond and that vulnerability with a woman when they are emotional. Then they have that sort of connection about what after they talk about feelings and deeper issues and things that they don't talk about with anybody else. You see, women can talk about their feelings all day. We talk about it with friends, family, people. I'm out here talking about it on a podcast. You know, it is just in our nature. The divine feminine is all about emotion. So women have that instinct to be able to talk about their emotions more freely. But for men, once they connect with a woman in a way where they're talking about their deep, real feelings, that's when he feels the most vulnerable. Men fall in love through trust. If he could let his guard down, let his walls down, and tell you things that he's never told other people, or just really connect with you in a way like that, he is going to feel the most vulnerable he has ever felt, which ultimately leads to them falling in love. A man can have sex with you as many times as possible, every single day, and still freely go on to the next woman if that deeper connection isn't there. He could just keep bouncing around without a care in the world because to him, it's just about the act of pleasure. It's just that addiction that just feels good, right? That testosterone, it's overpowering. Whereas that same woman could be sitting around wondering, like, why isn't he committing to me? What's going on? We're sleeping together so much. Like, I don't get what's missing, blah, 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 blah. Whereas on the contrary, a man could commit to a woman before even having sex with her at all. He might not legitimately become your boyfriend. I can't make any promises there. But he could very much like you enough based on that connection and the conversations and that deepness that you guys are having with each other that he might stop dating. He might stop seeing other people. Even if you guys are just in the stage of getting to know each other, he might very much stop going on the dating app, stop talking to other people. He might even ghost somebody that he was talking to before he met you. So for a guy, he could be sleeping with you every night, but if that deep connection is lacking, he will never commit. He will never fall in love. It just takes that one woman that he can feel like he could tell everything to, or that he wants to tell everything to, like he gets excited to talk to you and share things with you. That is when a man falls in love. So I'm going to do a little bit of oversharing here, and I'm going to talk about a situation of my own. Now, this is not something that I necessarily ever planned on talking about publicly or on a podcast or by any means letting people know my personal information, but the reason why I even came up with this topic today to talk about this on a podcast was because I was talking with a friend about this specific situation. And it really does align with this topic. And I also want to preface the situation by saying it kind of sucks when you feel some type of way about a person that you honestly never even dated. And I want to just tell you guys that if you are going through a situation where you almost feel like you don't have the right to feel the way you feel about this person, that is not true. All feelings are valid. So many people downplay your feelings because, oh, he wasn't your boyfriend. Oh, it wasn't that serious. Oh, who cares? That is just not healthy. And we can't downplay our feelings simply because of the level of how serious a relationship was or wasn't. Feelings are valid. Feelings are real. And whatever it is that you feel, you are totally allowed to feel. I almost feel like the hardest breakups that we go through are sometimes the ones that are not even with a committed, serious, exclusive boyfriend or girlfriend, simply because we kind of go insane not knowing how to even process this sort of breakup. We don't even know how to really process these feelings because we don't want to look or feel or sound crazy, but we definitely have these valid, serious feelings that hurt, and we kind of just have to like throw them under the rug, you know, like brush them under the rug, get rid of them because we don't feel like it's valid to feel that way about someone that we weren't serious with.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I'm going to talk about a relatable situation to that right now and align it with this whole women fall for sex sort of topic here. This is a more recent thing that I just went through with someone, a guy who was truly just a friend. Honestly, when we call a spade, it was really nothing more than a friendship. Our friendship started out as just friends in a mutual friend group. We were out a lot, you know, the kind of friend that you just see out around a lot of people, but you're not actually like talking privately and things like that. And then after a couple of years of knowing each other, we ended up becoming like best friends. And he and I would text every single day. And like I said, women naturally can just effortlessly talk about their feelings. And I would tell him things all the time and he would tell me things and we would have great conversations and we really were just friends. Like he was totally in the friend zone for me. I didn't even think of him another way. After a long time of us having a really close friendship of talking all the time, one night we were out and he ended up making a move on me. We hooked up and then I don't think that we ended up sleeping together that night, but it kind of had the wheels turning in my head that I'm like, after that intimate moment, I was like, wow, do I like kind of like feel a vibe? Like I wasn't really sure how I felt. And then, yes, we ended up having a, you know, sexual relationship and we were hooking up pretty often and having sex, you know, pretty often. And immediately it was like overnight, I just automatically ended up having feelings for him. And it's funny because it's one of those situations that pisses me off. And if you guys have gone through this, you will know how I feel. And it's like, you wanted me first. How dare you not want me now that I actually want you back, you know? So he had kind of pursued me in that way. And then once we had that intimate part to our relationship, my feelings really started to develop and grow. And here's the thing, I really deeply desire a very specific type of relationship. I want romance. I want someone who's obsessed with me. I want somebody who will wine and dine me and spoil me and treat me like a queen and be super kind to me and be loyal to me. Like, I want all of these things. And no, he didn't give me any of that. He didn't provide any of that. But it was almost as if I just kept thinking that there was hope in the back of my head. And I think I genuinely only thought that there was hope because of the fact that we were now intimate and we now were like flirting. Like, our friendship dynamic definitely changed. Even though we still were pretty much just friends, you know, there was really nothing more to it. There was no other label. But now it's always in the back of my head that there's a chance, because we broke through the barrier of it just being a friendship. Because trust me, I have guy friends that would never hook up with me and I would never hook up with them. And they may have girlfriends or maybe even not. And we could talk all the time and there is absolutely no underlying feelings there. But once we broke through that barrier, now all of a sudden, I'm starting to see things through a different lens, through a different perspective. And that was completely created on the basis of just that we now hooked up. And the truth is now, as I reflect, I genuinely wish that we never hooked up. I just genuinely wish that he never broke the friendship barrier with me. And I genuinely wish that those thoughts never entered my head, because we would probably still be friends today. I don't live in the same state anymore. You know, we started hooking up when I did live at home, and then we continued to hook up when I would go home and we would see each other and things like that. And the only reason why I finally just ended the friendship was because I think that I subconsciously always had that hope for the potential of what we could have in the back of my head, that it was like hindering my dating experiences. And it just made me think, maybe one day he'll actually want something more serious. But ultimately, I had gone home quite recently and we had plans, and I was really looking forward to these plans because I had pretty much prepped myself to meet with him and say, hey, listen, this is how I feel. I'm going to put it all out on the table. Is there a chance, or if not, we need to completely take anything sexual off the table and possibly even end our friendship. The result was going to go one of three ways. We were either going to say, we feel the same way, let's make something happen. We were going to say, you know what, let's remain friends and let's completely forget this ever happened. Or we were going to say, clearly we can't have anything more than a friendship, but we also can't be friends, so let's just end it here. And what had happened was he bailed on our plans. And it was almost like God answered the question for me and just did the work without me having to even really have that conversation. And so I ultimately told him, you know, forget it. That's it. Let's just not even speak anymore, because I was really looking forward to seeing him, and having him bail on me definitely hurt at that moment. I was upset for sure, but it was a sign to me, because I'm always asking the universe and God for evidence that my person is getting closer and closer. I'm always looking for evidence, and I find evidence in everything. And I definitely found that as a piece of evidence. And most people might be like, how do you find that as evidence? But I find it as evidence because I always think, as people leave or as people, you know, kind of weed themselves out, it's making me one step closer to my person, because clearly that's not my person, right? And if he was still in my life, then I would still have that feeling that maybe he is my person. Anyway, this situation really showed me that it is true. Women do value intimacy so much as a deep connection, and as vulnerability, and as letting their guard down and breaking their walls down. And I genuinely wish that I never let our friendship get to that point, because it wouldn't have put me in a situation where I was romanticizing something to be more than what it was, or I was romanticizing something to think that, like, he might one day wake up and be like, I am ready to settle down with you. I don't know what I really was thinking, but what I do know is that when I am dating guys or getting to know guys and there is absolutely no intimacy, especially in those beginning stages, because I don't do that, I'm in so much more control of my feelings. It's such a healthier way of dating. It's such a healthier way of feeling. I think the worst way to feel when you like somebody or are like pursuing somebody, I think the worst way to feel is confused. And that is what I felt, because I couldn't tell, is he liking me
the way that he's talking to me, or is he just flirting with me because he's sexually attracted to me? Like, I couldn't really figure it out. And because we had a friendship, I didn't want to really just like bring it up on text and be weird about it. I wanted to just be like adults and be normal when we met in person. But regardless, what I do know is that having sex opened the floodgates for way too many confusing and uncontrollable feelings for me. I think at the end of the day, like, there is a plus side to it. Because I do want to meet my person, you do have to let yourself be vulnerable. And the only way to get yourself into a position to be vulnerable enough to create something real with somebody is to allow yourself to potentially be hurt. No risk, no reward is kind of the saying, at least when it comes to business. But we could relate that here, right? No risk, no reward. So you kind of have to take the risk of letting your guard down and letting yourself potentially get hurt in order to know that you're at least being vulnerable and soft and real and trying to make something happen with somebody. That's the upside, is that I was a version of myself that was open and willing to be heartbroken and willing to be hurt in order to figure out if this could be my person. So let's get into questions. I posted on my stories saying that I was taking any submissions, whether it was questions or advice needed or just like a crazy funny story time involving the topic of sex. I didn't want to give away the actual specific topic that I was discussing on today's podcast, but I kind of just gave you guys the umbrella topic that it's about sex. So out of the submissions that I got, I received two that I definitely want to answer and talk about. First up, I chose this one that says, I have chronic 24/7 pelvic pain, so intercourse causes me a lot of pain. I'm newly single and wondering how to navigate casual dating with this issue because most guys will want that at some point. This is a pretty intense situation because it's not the typical like, yeah, I just want to wait to have sex, you know, I'm making him hold out. It's not something like that. It's genuinely in your best interest, right? So I genuinely think that honesty is the best policy in this situation, but I also think that sex does not need to come up when you're casually dating unless it's something you really want to do. Like, I am also casually dating. I go on a lot of first dates. I call myself like the queen of 50 first dates because I just know when I vibe with somebody right off the bat, and I kind of avoid second dates like the plague unless it's someone that I'm actually intrigued in seeing again. And sex doesn't come up at all. It really does not, because you're really just getting to know somebody. So it could definitely avoid coming up when you are just getting to know somebody to the point where you might not even want to keep seeing them up until the point of like when sex would come up. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just going on a first or second date, that doesn't have to come up at all. If you do end up seeing somebody a third time, a fourth time, and you feel like, okay, it is time for me to let this be known, I would just be honest and tell somebody, listen, I know that our relationship is progressing. I know we're still getting to know each other, and like, intimacy is definitely something that's arising, but I want you to understand something that I suffer from, or however you want to kind of word that. And it causes me a lot of pain rather than pleasure. And let it be known to them, like, I have to be really comfortable with you in order to get to that level. And I want to make sure that you understand, you know, how this feels for me, because it's not that it's off the table. It's just that it's not the average situation. It's not as easy for me as it might be for other people. So if you feel like I'm pulling back or hesitant, it's nothing to do with you. It's just about that physical barrier that holds me back. And if you are on that level of comfort with someone that you can be that honest and, you know, real and upfront with, then they probably are going to comfort you. They're probably going to make you feel better about the situation and tell you that it's okay. Like, they're not going to run away because of something that's out of your control, right? And if you're not on that level of comfort with someone to even tell them that, then you're probably not on the level of comfort to even bring sex up at all. So that means for those other people that you're casually seeing, you probably don't even want to sleep with them. You don't even want to tell them. Like, if you're still that uncomfortable with them,
then I wouldn't worry about it at all. And I would just enjoy your meals, you know, enjoy whatever kind of dates that you're going on with these people and just have fun. But sex doesn't have to come up because you don't have to have sex with everyone that you're casually dating. So I would really only save that conversation for someone that makes you feel comfortable enough to even want to progress to having sex with them. And then you could just tell them the truth and take it from there. But I'm sure that somebody who makes you feel comfortable enough to be honest will make you feel comfortable enough to say, like, I'm not going to pressure you. Like, we'll do it when you feel that it's right and so on and so forth. Now for the other question that I chose says, hey Vic, I'm 24 and never had sex ever. I just wanted to wait for the right one. I've been going out with this guy and we decided to take our relationship to the next level. We are finally a couple. Like, oh my fucking God, my first boyfriend. We spent a night together, but I didn't let him go down there because I didn't feel ready. Like, I literally got so nervous, but I pleasured him. I'll leave out the specifics, but I pleasured him anyway. Let's just leave it at that. But yeah, I'll see him this weekend and we have a hotel booked because he's staying in my city. And here's my worry, girl. I feel like I'm ready to do it, but I know my period will come anytime soon and I don't want things messy. Plus, I'm not used to menstrual cups. I haven't taken pills and all that. What do I do, please? Any advice for a newbie? So this, of course, would happen. Like, just our luck as females. So first things first, I really hope for your sake that it does not happen for you. But if it does, kind of like what I said to the other girl, you know, honesty is the best policy. He's clearly your boyfriend. So clearly this is not going to make or break your relationship. But what I would do is spice things up in other ways. Like, say that you get your period and you're like, there's just simply no way. Like, I'm not losing my virginity on my period. Like, this is not hot, not my vibe at all. For example, get some nice oils, like maybe eucalyptus smelling, like minty smelling, something that smells nice, and give him a romantic massage. Like, if you're trying to get intimate in some way, you could do something like that. You could have candles around. Like, you could really set the tone to spice it up in other ways that does not have to involve having sex. It would even be really cute to get like matching robes, like bring one for you, one for him, and it could just be a really comfortable, cute, relaxing little hotel night. You could also be really thoughtful and romantic even just by asking him, unless you already know, what his favorite candies are, and like have them out, maybe make a cute basket, like just something romantic and thoughtful in a non-sexual way. Because I'm also sure if you're like giving him massages and candles and all that, that's super great and a turn on. But he also might be like, girl, fuck your period. Like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, I have to just rip your clothes off right now. So that is romantic in like a sexual way. Whereas there's other ways to be romantic in a non-sexual way to just show him that you really care and that you really want this and that you're really excited about this relationship. But right now is just not the best time to advance, if you will, in that way. That wraps up today's episode of For the Girls. Be sure to follow this podcast on Instagram at forthegirls.podcast. Show some love in the reviews. Give me some stars. You guys know the drill. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.